Before we dive into the episode, I just wanted to tell you about the Moms Make Money Collective community, where we host free networking events every single month. If you are interested in learning more about how you can connect with other moms in business and build out your referral network, then go to momsmakemoneycollective.com/networking today and sign up for the free community. I hope to see you inside. All right, let's jump into the episode.
I don't know about you, but for me, 2023 was really freaking hard. I've talked to a bunch of other entrepreneurs who experienced similar things in 2023. So it's really nice to know that I'm not alone, but that doesn't mean that it still hasn't been challenging. In today's episode, I give a true look behind the curtain about what's been going on in my business and how I've navigated it all. So without further ado, let's jump into the episode.
Welcome to the Moms Make Money podcast. I'm your host, Jenny. I'm the owner of Moms Make Money Collective, a podcast and visibility strategist and mom of two. Many moms feel like we need to sacrifice our careers for our children, but I wholeheartedly believe that we can have a thriving business and family at the same time. In this podcast, we're going to be diving into the ins and outs of running a business as a mom and getting real and raw about all things parenting. So buckle up because we're about to go all in.
As someone who has been in business since 2016, I can confidently say that 2023 has been the hardest year in business for me yet. Sure, it wasn't the worst year for me financially because obviously my first couple of years in business were much lower in revenue as I was just getting started. And I know that not every year is going to be like my best year ever. And I was fully prepared for that going into business. But with 2020 through 2022 being such amazing years for my podcast management business, I definitely had high hopes for 2023 going down that same path. Well, unfortunately, 2023 did not go how I expected it to go. And honestly, that's partially because I had a really rough start to the year with being super sick from my pregnancy and having to take a step back in terms of how much I could show up each day. But also last year was one of my worst in a while revenue-wise. It could be the economy. It could be because I had to take a step back with pregnancy. There's a lot of factors. And I just kept wondering like when it was going to pick up again, because usually in my business, January, February through like April are amazing. And then the summer, things kind of slow down again. And then they pick it back up again. Like late August through the end of the year is pretty steady for me. And in 2023, within the first 4 months, it seemed like my agency was losing a client every single month for a variety of different reasons. Some financially couldn't afford to outsource anymore. Others decided to bring their podcast management in-house. But it was definitely a blow to my confidence because most of our clients really do tend to stick around for the long haul. So having people leave was really, really hard on me. And in fact, now, you know, in 2024, all of my current clients have been with me for at least 2 years, if not more. So having several people leave before or around like that 6 month mark, it really caught me off guard because I had a lot of these people leave early 2023. And here we are early 2024. I still haven't fully replaced the income that I lost. So that means I had to make some hard decisions, like limiting the amount of work that I could outsource to my team, among other things. And obviously I was pregnant most of last year, and then the last 2 months of the year I was on maternity leave. That meant that I had to work way ahead of schedule so that my maternity leave could be a little more restful, because I wasn't able to outsource as much to my team as I did during my first maternity leave back in 2020 when we had more clients and we knew what to do. So during my first maternity leave, I'd gotten so many amazing ideas while away from my business, and I definitely had that clarity once again for this maternity leave, even though I only took off 2 months this time. But I'm coming back now in 2024 feeling really refreshed and ready to take it to the next level. Obviously, it's not going to be the same as it was all of 2023 because I didn't have a brand new infant. So it's a little different and my time is more limited. But honestly, sometimes we just need to take a step back and reevaluate things so that we can come back stronger than ever, even though it sucks to have like a crappy year. Sometimes it's necessary. And while 2023 certainly wasn't my best year ever, I did have some highlights both personally and professionally that I want to share with you. So first up, I had my daughter, Emery. She is now 2 months old. and she really has completed our family. I always knew I wanted more than one kid because I was an only child. So two is feeling like my sweet spot, and I feel really, really content to have my daughter and my son, one of each. Just feels really great for me, and I feel like I can, you know, feel really content with the amount of kids that we ended up having. So that was a really big highlight last year. That was like in November, so only the last 2 months of the year. It really made my year so much better. Another great thing, my son turned 3 back in June 2023, and he really has become his own person, and it's been so fun to watch him morph and grow into the little dude that he is now, and just seeing his interests and different things show versus, you know, like when they're super little, they're basically just a potato. They don't really have any personality or anything yet or interest because they just don't know. So it's just been really fun watching him grow, and I can't wait to see, you know, a year from now where he's at. And I just think it's going to be so much fun. And another thing, personally, I got back into reading again. I've always loved reading. I've always been like a bookworm. You know, growing up, my nickname for my parents was definitely Bookie, but I just loved reading so much. So it's been so nice to get back into reading again. I'd kind of fallen off the wagon after having my son back in 2020, just because motherhood was kind of all consuming. So I'm really excited that I got back into reading, and I'm starting 2024 off strong. I'm already finished one book and I'm halfway done with the second. So I'm ready to like crush my reading goals for sure. And then let's talk about some of like the things I accomplished professionally. So I was able to increase my income from digital products over last year, which is really nice. My main focus is going to be my services, but being able to increase that digital product income has been really cool because it doesn't require me, you know, showing up and doing the work or having my team do the work. It's pretty automated. So that's been really nice getting, you know, that quote unquote passive income and increasing that. And I would love to continue to do that in 2024 and beyond. So although my 2022 gross income was much higher than my 2023 gross income, my net profit was only like $7,000 lower than last year, which is great because I made about 25% less in 2023. So that means I was able to really cull my expenses and really hone in on only what I needed to be paying for and nothing more. So that was a great bonus. And then another thing I did professionally is I focused a lot on list growth. So I participated in more bundles and collaboration opportunities, and that has been great. And that's something I want to continue doing into 2024. So all this to say is if 2023 wasn't your best year for you in business or even in life, that's totally okay. You're not alone. We just have to remember that not every single year is going to knock our socks off. Some years will be a lot better than others. But that doesn't mean that we failed in any way. So just take what you learned, work to make it better in 2024 and beyond, which might mean making some changes. But honestly, change doesn't have to be a bad thing. And I've always struggled with that. But I've realized that change is not the end of the world. And here I am now in January, ready to take 2024 by storm and be more intentional with my time, since I definitely don't have as much work time as I've had in the past 2 years since my son went to daycare. So I really just need to be intentional with my time and only do things that light me up and are also money generating activities. So I really hoped you enjoyed this more vulnerable episode from me. And if you're currently in a hard place in business, I hope it helped you realize that you're not alone and you can do this. We can get through this. The hard seasons are not going to last forever. So if you want to chat and commiserate with me, my DMs are always open. You can connect with me over on Instagram at Moms Make Money Collective, and I will see you guys in the next episode.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. I'd love it if you would head on over to our free Facebook group called Moms Make Money Collective to connect with us further. If you're more of an Instagram fan, make sure you're following us on Instagram at Moms Make Money Collective. If you're loving the show, make sure to leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Your feedback means the absolute world to us. We'll see you in the next episode.